The invasion is here. The invasion is here. Triggered by extreme reactions with maximum impact velocity. The invasion is happening.
www.invasion.net.
This is Josh M. Barclay, invading your podcast. Today we're going to talk about telling the truth and the lying tongue. Keep listening, because I'll be right back. Jesus said, "Know the truth, and it will set you free." What does God say about lying? I believe it's pretty straightforward. There's not too much gray area when it comes to this, because God said, "Do not lie." There are no ifs, ands, or buts. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Stretching the truth or exaggerating may just be pushing the lying envelope over the limit as far as God is concerned. Let's go straight to the source. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 20 says, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." That sounds pretty straightforward to me. Thomas Jefferson once said, "He who permits himself to lie once finds it easier to do it a second time." The Bible gives some pretty good warnings about lying. Did you know the Lord hates 6 things, and lying is one of them? Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. "These 6 things the Lord hates, yes, 7 are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift into running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren." In fact, lying is mentioned twice in that scripture. It gets top billing here in these things that God really hates. When you lie, you actually disgust God. You have to wonder, why does he hate it so much to list lying and a lying tongue twice? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because it's so directly opposite to God's nature. It's the opposite of what he is. God is trying to impart some of himself into us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Our consciousness should begin to be like his consciousness. If God hates lying, then so should we. His Spirit will convict our heart and mind when we slip up. We'll want to do better and become more like him and have his mind and his character. Your tongue must be bridled. And as we know, this begins before the words actually come out of your mouth. It begins in our mind. That's where the thoughts start, before our tongue actually has a chance to say anything. Our tongue can be a powerful tool, an instrument of great good, or it can cause great harm and great discord. In our own personal lives, we need to learn the importance of telling the truth, believing the truth, and living the truth, because the very character of our Father in heaven can be imparted to us through his Holy Spirit. We need to become more like God, and God cannot lie. God does not even stretch the truth one little bit. Here's an important scripture for all of us who seek freedom for the pains of the world, those who truly want to be free and not be in bondage. John 8:31 and 32 says, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believeth in him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It's the truth that can set us free, of course, the very truth of God, which we can believe. In our own personal speech, we must guard our words carefully. We must never forget that a man is only as good as his word. If a man becomes a habitual liar, it is very difficult to believe him. And unfortunately, anything he says or does may simply be another deception. It gets to the point where you know they lied about one thing or another, then you don't really know whether you can believe what they're saying anymore. One of the best attributes of God's character is that he is truth, and this truth can make us free. If we couldn't rely on God's word, there could be no real assurance of forgiveness from our past sins. And of course, we would also have no confidence in obtaining help from God when we have a need, or of any future reward of eternal life. We might as well give up now if we couldn't believe what God told us was true. When God says our sins are forgiven upon repentance, we can thankfully really believe that, and that He forgets about them, and we move on. You know, the worst thing about being lied to is knowing that that person who lied to you didn't trust you enough to tell the truth. In fact, God said in Proverbs 19 that lies don't go unpunished, but death follows them. Let's avoid death. Let's tell the truth. In Exodus 20, God gave us commandments to live by, and one of those commandments was to not lie. God considered lying the same as stealing, adultery, and murder. Shouldn't we? Sin is sin. Who are we to decide what sins are small, light, or acceptable? The Lord said that we will know the truth and that that truth will make us free. Let's tell the truth so that we can be free. This is Josh M. Barclay. See ya on the next podcast. www.invasion.net